This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Hopefully you're having a wonderful weekend and, you know, just doing whatever you need to do. So, hey, check this out. I came across an awesome movie and it gave me a couple ideas for kind of like the current predicaments that humankind is really in right now. I do have behind me, if you're watching on Spotify, I've got the painting that has been started of Dennis Rodman, and I also have the Space Jumpman behind me as well. I'll have another couple more cast of characters as I begin to build this out. We got to bring back the dead kitty and the baby alien, and I got Jack and Sally over in the corner there. So we're definitely progressing as time's coming along here. So anyway, I wanted to share with you a couple ideas. Okay, so first, I'm sure everybody has seen the first movie, Predator, with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, right? Where they're in the jungle and they're going after some beast that's been, you know, terrorizing and annihilating some of the locals and some of the military. Great movie. But they came out with a newer one back in 2010. I'll show you what the screenshot looks like there. Predators, okay? And it's got 2010 there. Eight violent strangers awaken in a mysterious jungle as prey to the deadly alien race in this gripping chapter in the Predator series. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I find it really fascinating as we go through more and more abduction stories. We often wonder why people are abducted. We often wonder, do they have a certain DNA that really suits the aliens' needs? Many people say that we are being hybridized, right, with certain species. But what if, like in this Predators movie of 2010, what if some of us were taken and never came back? Now, that has happened in a few cases. It's happened in actually multiple cases. Going back to the 60s, where I did a podcast on it, a fine gentleman basically just disappeared. His boots were there. His clothes were there. He was not there. And it looked like something had happened, like an electrification around his entire body. And he was in the military. And he never came back. And there's been many other people too, right? I mean, we know millions of people disappeared just in America alone. Nonetheless, you know, some of the popular areas that listen to my podcast, Australia and the United Kingdom and Canada and a few others, lots of people go missing. In America, we have plenty of locations where there's mountainous areas that underneath those mountainous areas are cavernous areas, and folks end up missing. And of those millions of people, where would they go? Well, they might go to a place like this Predators movie's planet. They might take us for high game and be using us for their purposes, whatever they may be. Right, they might want to hang out with us for dinner. They might want to show us off to their friends and family. They might want to hunt us in high game. Now, in this movie, which is marvelously acted by Adrian Brody, he's one of the military, and the head of this group. What the Predators did was they took eight people that were the most violent people, or the most, they say violent, but it's really the most combative warriors on Earth. You know, they take like a guy from high military in the United States. They take a guy from Russia. They take a guy from the UK, Africa, and then they take America's Most Wanted, interestingly enough. And then you have Topher Grace, and he's the big question mark because he doesn't exhibit any signs of being threatening at all. Topher Grace is the nerdy, dorky kid on That 70s Show. Yes, he's in the movie. He's awesome in it because he's a doctor. And he's a doctor, and he has specialty in being just a nice guy, but deep underneath, he's very sinister. And it made me think for a second, okay? So follow me, just for a moment. Indulge me, if you will. The predators wear masks in the movie for presumably military purposes. Maybe it's to preserve their themselves physically. Maybe it's to preserve themselves emotionally. Don't we all wear masks here on Earth? Sometimes you can't tell a killer from an innocent man. Sometimes you can't tell an innocent man from a killer. In the case of like Ted Bundy, you know, he was you know, one of the most prolific killers and violent people, but looked like a model. That's why he was able to infiltrate so many, you know, relationships, because he was, you know, good looking and nice charming, right, is the word. I found an interesting article on Facebook. It said, wouldn't it be interesting if the predator race is actually not a violent race all the time? The only time they take part in violence is when they are doing this high stakes hunting of humans. Just like we do, humans do. In our high stakes, you know, we might be lawyers. The predators might be lawyers. They might be real estate agents. They might be doctors. But this is just a weekend vacation for them to go out and kind of do the purge, like the movie The Purge, right? Just to get out those sins, get out the aggression, get out the murderous desires, right? So I can't identify with that, but I'm just saying I think it was very interesting to see this sad or contemplative predator with a profile shot on Facebook. I'll show you kind of what he was looking like. He was kind of looking like the thinker. He was like this, kind of like down. He had a mask on, and he's kind of thinking to himself. And you know, somebody wrote that post, and I thought, boy, is that fascinating or what? Because I can imagine them being a real estate agent, you know, and just like, nah, we're going to go off on this thing. They look violent. They look evil. They look hideous. But that's just because the movies make them that way. I'm sure that there are some entities out there that probably take us and probably use us for wild game, right? Because let's think about it for a moment. Every species has to live and has to survive on something off the land. So in order to evolve, they had to hunt first, and they had to, and then they could develop their own food, and then they could maybe live off the land. But most of the time, living off the land, there's just not enough. So they have some. Most of the time, we have to hunt. I'm imagining on most planets it's the same. Eventually, you could create your own food, and you don't have to do that. But hunting is in the DNA of most species. Any species here on Earth hunts. All of them do, one way or the other. Lion, hyena, you know, whatever. Some of them, you know, they are, you know, vegetarians, but they have to hunt for food. They still need to find the food. So it's kind of fascinating. Richard Doty, who is Air Force Office of Special Investigation, stated that there is a species, and I'll be darned if I can remember, quetaloid species, that's able to, from their hips, they have these two holes in their hips, right? Just think of like, you know, instead of like your hip, you have like a hole in it. On both sides, it can emit this ball. And it can feed itself. The body actually feeds itself. Now, Doty, you know, he has been known to be a disinformation agent from time to time, but it seems like he's like, you know, retired, and he's like trying to tell the truth. So when he was active, he was somewhat of a disinformation agent. So wouldn't that be interesting, though, that there would be a creature out there that could survive doing that? So I wanted to show you kind of like an interesting part of this movie here. Give me one moment. I can easily imagine that this is something that the aliens would do to us. I can see him just dropping us in the sky. Just letting us fly around. We don't know what the hell's going on. Hitting a bunch of things. Trying to get the parachute to open. It'd probably be alien technology, right? Falling to our potential death. And then all of a sudden you got a bunch of random folks around you. And you might not know where the hell you are. What's interesting about this is there's been so many abductions where this has actually happened, except they end up on a ship as opposed to maybe an alien planet. Although there have been a couple that were on an alien planet as well. But in this movie, you know, these guys band together as violent folks from different you know, areas of the Earth, and they get along and make things work until Topher Grace decides he doesn't want to get along with people anymore. But we'll leave it at that. So, do you think it's possible for the aliens to take us? Well, let's talk about that, because in Project Serpo, they exactly did do that, right? They had a government contract and said, hey, we're going to take X amount of your people and we're going to exchange them with you for our program, and you can learn from us and we can learn from you and we can see how it goes, right? That's kind of what happened. And then they said that some humans didn't make it back. I think there was like two that didn't make it back, and then the rest of them did, but they were just really disoriented trying to come back. So I think they were gone for like 10, 20 years, something like that. I mean, you know, a lot of things are going to change in 10 or 20 years in the human body anyway, unless they found a way to you know, keep it together with their alien technology. But one of the interesting things I always find fascinating is that anytime I can come across a science fiction movie that also has a social experiment built into it, that's exactly what this is. It's sci-fi, it's a thriller, it's aliens, it's what the hell would we do if we ended up on an alien planet? Because let's think about this for a second. Let's just think, but let's go back for a moment. And this is not just theory, right? Let's go back. Let's go back to ancient Egypt, right? And when the aliens, what we understand, the aliens came down, they basically made us slaves to create these amazing pyramids. Everything in there, the hieroglyphics, everything is amazing, right? And it's withstood the test of time. Makes you think aliens built it. Now, supposedly they made us as a slave race to mine gold, to develop, to find, you know, secret, not secret, precious elements on the planet for them. And as being such, they created an amazing place. That being said, could they have also taken some of us and brought them back to be a slave race at their home planet? That would be unfortunate. But it would also be a social experiment into how would we respond. See, in the movie here, how they respond is to fight back. They do have weapons. The predators let them have their weapons to fight back. They fight back. They figure out a way to fight back and not necessarily always use their weapons, but use the brain. And to get into one of their ships, one of the alien ships, and take off. All right? So could we also do that if we were captured? That becomes the question, right? Could we actually escape off of an alien planet, get lucky enough to figure out the controls on an alien ship and beat it the hell back home? And how the hell would you find your way back home? It harkens back to, if you ever got a chance to see Stargate SGU, Stargate Universe, great series. I know a lot of people are kind of hit or miss on that one, but I'm hit. I thought it was awesome. They end up going through the Stargate, a group of the intelligence officers and some civilian scientists go through the Stargate, get blasted through it, and they end up on a ship. And this ship is ancient. And this ship is all in ancient language, and they have to figure out how to communicate with the ship, how to use the ship, steer the ship, and stay alive, and try to figure out a way to get back home. And it makes me think, makes me wonder, makes me hope that humanity could be intelligent enough to figure that out. A lot of people say, take a Boeing 747 and fly it back to the early 1900s and see if those suckers could fly it. With a little bit of practice, I bet you we could figure it out. It's only 100 years, right? I mean, if you really want to think about it, it's only like 50 years, right? Until we started flying planes. So, is it possible, right? Is it possible? Yeah, it is possible. I mean, we are all biological creatures. We all have the same needs, desires, and wants. We might get to our technology in a different way, but I think intelligence develops organically, and I think we might be able to do it. Humans are inherently resilient as long as we're healthy. Staying healthy is the problem. I think that, you know, if your health is good, if your brain is good, you don't have long COVID or brain fog or, you know, something causing, you know, a deficiency in your physical capability and your mental capability, which these days is tough, man. By the time you hit about 40, you've probably got something that's causing you some sort of disability. But you could still use the brain, still try to use it to your advantage and try to create a solution for yourself. That's what we try to do. So this Predators movie, I think it's fantastic. I think it's definitely worth a look. I think it's definitely worth, if you're interested in like survival techniques versus the aliens versus other humans, which is really kind of our problem these days, is surviving against other humans. And then trying to find a solution to get back home is really interesting. And some people, they may not want to get back home. They might enjoy the planet that they're on. Although this one, with them being hunted, probably not so much. But anyway, I got another one coming up I'm going to bring to you. So I think you're going to enjoy it. It's fascinating, and it gives us a sense of wonder and hope. So I hope you enjoy it. Anyway, guys, take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Think about how you can survive day-to-day here and day-to-day on an alien planet. Maybe you can utilize it as a impetus to change your life a little bit, right? Changing the way we survive. What do the SEAL teams say? Adapt and overcome. You know, that's what they have to do. They have to accept, adapt, and overcome every obstacle. So sometimes that's where we're at too. So take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on all of your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, even if it's just day by day, even if it's baby steps. It's okay. Take your time. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Locked On Universe out. Peace.